This is Ozarks at Large. The calendar can be full right now. Holidays, finals, trips to friends and relatives. But for some people, there's one more reason to be watching the calendar. It's time to begin training for the Hogeye Marathon. The marathon, now in its 35th year in Fayetteville, features the full 26.2-mile race as well as a half marathon and relays. This year, the Hogeye team is helping people train properly for the big run, and the course has been altered to make it a bit flatter. Not an easy task in Fayetteville. Yesterday, race director Tabby Holmes stopped by the Carver Center for Public Radio to discuss this year's Hogeye Marathon and the training sessions that begin early next month.
We have Ron Schmidt at React Performance Training, and he's a certified coach. So he is going to lead a group of people, whoever wants to train for the full marathon distance, 26.2 miles, or the half marathon distance, 13.1. There may be those people who want to start out with a half marathon. And he's going to conduct those training sessions where they have some motivation through the week to kind of keep them going. And then on the weekends, they'll do their longer, traditionally people do their longer runs as they build up to that distance on the weekend, because most of the time people have more time to do that on the weekend. But he's going to be conducting those, and we're having some organizational meetings for those coming up at the Center for Exercise, at Washington Regional Center for Exercise, on December 1st at 6:30 p.m. and on December 4th, which is a Saturday, at 2 p.m.
If you're at all curious about running a half marathon or marathon, you can just show up and kind of find out what's going to happen.
That's right, and it doesn't lock you in. It just gives you some information. It might be something that is a long process, and you might decide to do this the following year, but just go ahead and come and get some information, and we may have some additional dates for people the following week. Fleet Feet, I'm speaking with them right now to see if they have some times that we can hold a meeting in their store here in Fayetteville. But just look on our website, which is hogeyemarathon.com, and those will all be posted, times and places.
Someone might say, but you know what? I'm afraid I'm going to be really slow, or my pace won't be perhaps like other people that are in this training. How will that work for me?
Well, Ron customizes these programs to people. And many times what happens is you have people that get together and they may not know it. They may not even know each other. But then you meet people and it turns out that you might be about the same level, you know, and you might have people who are more competitive runners that have just not run a marathon before. I know last year we had one of the Olympic runners from Fayetteville, Ruben Reyna, ran in the Boston Marathon, and he hadn't done a marathon before. So that was, you know, you have elite runners sometimes that just haven't trained for that distance.
This is the 35th Hogeye.
35th.
It's been
full marathon.
35th full marathon in the Hogeye history. Now, the course has changed over years because there have been times when it would go out to Hogeye and back. In the last few years, it's been around downtown Fayetteville as much as you can. 26 miles, you're going to have to, but you've been on the trails. What's the course going to be like for the 35th edition?
Well, we started out to change just the half marathon course and change it into a loop instead of an out and back, and also to iron out some of the hills a little bit, or to take them out. You can't do that completely in Fayetteville. As you know, it's, you know, we're in a beautiful and scenic but yet hilly part of the country. So what we've done is, through changing the half marathon course, it became fairly apparent that it would be, you know, something that we could go ahead and change portions of the full marathon course as well, and make them both flatter, and make a lot of the in what has been in years past that were uphills, we can even make them downhills this year. And so that's what we're doing. I believe that we'll have that posted on our website sometime within the next couple of weeks. We'll both have a map, as or a general map, as well as an elevation chart. So people, and we'll put the previous years as well, so people can go and see what the hills were like last year and what the hills are going to be like this year. So, you know, because I think that I get asked the question more than anything is, what's the course like? Is it really hilly? And I just try to tell them it's not as hilly as it used to be, and bear with me and go to our website and check it out here in just a couple of weeks. So,
yeah, because I don't know if I ever actually saw this, but there was at least an apocryphal description that Hogeye at one point was listed as the eighth toughest marathon in North America.
It was in Runner's World many years ago, but before we changed the course and brought it into Fayetteville. When we went to Hawkeye, it was listed as one of the toughest marathons. However, since that time, there's been hundreds of marathons that have come into the on the scene. And also, we've changed our course, actually, so I don't believe that we're probably wouldn't even be in the top 50 now.
It's tough.
As far as being hardest, yeah, as far as hills go. The course this year, though, we're going to start and end at the Fayetteville Square, just like we have in the last couple of years. We're going to go out by the university up the one steepest hill, probably, but is short, is up by the Alumni Center, and mm-hmm. head down Hossel. That'll be the last time they have to go there. They won't have to come back up that hill this year. So that's
good news.
That's promising.
Yes.
And then we're going to weave our way kind of over by Shiloh. We're going to cut out that subdivision that we had in there the last couple of years completely and just head down Shiloh, come out in front of Sam's, and then head back across and then go down Drake to mm-hmm. hit Greg. We're going to try to split the half marathoners off and bring them back then on the trail down there. And then the full marathoners will continue to go on the Fayetteville paved trail system over to Lake Fayetteville, and they'll go almost all the way to the Botanical Gardens this year.
Oh, that's different, because you, mm-hmm. you used to kind of turn around
at the Science
Center. Right, just there. Beyond the Science Center there, yeah.
And so this is going to they'll get a lot more of our Lake Fayetteville trail in there, and I think that, I mean, I run out there all the time, and I think that people will really, especially people that come in from out of town that maybe haven't experienced it, you'll really enjoy it.
All right, Tabby, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Tabby Holmes is the race director for the 35th annual Hawkeye Marathon. It's scheduled for April 10th. For more information about the race, the half marathon, the relays that weekend, or the training sessions in advance of the race, you can go to the website hawkeyemarathon.com.